Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 210 Culture Podcast with, let's try this again. There we go. I am G.
I'm Donna.
I'm Theo Hector.
Is this a thing?
Yeah,
for sure.
My name's Claudia.
Thank you for bringing some
energy. I'm a permanent makeup artist.
Thank you for bringing some energy for the rest of the group here.
I love
it. Ready, let's kill it.
Big roundy.
Yeah. Big roundy.
Everybody was like, she's like, I'm Claudia.
You know who I am, eh?
Mic check, mic check, mic check.
I'm sipping on some cowboy tears right now.
The Texans win one game.
Everybody is, right?
Hey, just because the Texans team switched teams this weekend, I don't know, man.
Bro.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to all that in the sports section in a minute here.
Okay.
But let's pay some bills first because we need to. Shout out to Steve over at Texas Bearded Cartel.
What's up, Steve?
With all his new gear, especially that new whatever color shirt that is. It's amazing.
It's cocoa cream.
It's cream.
I've worn it like three times this week.
I promise. It's going to change color. Wear it anymore.
It's going to be brown.
Gatita brown.
Also, shout out to Bar 321, the official, unofficial after party of the 210 Culture Podcast.
What's up, Brian and Nicole?
And happy birthday to the head boss over at Military City Air Conditioning and Heating.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Albert.
Happy birthday, Albert.
Alberto, felicidades, cumpleaños. Happy birthday.
As winter is coming, you do want to make sure that your heater is working, so reach out to him now so you can check that out before it gets too cold.
Bro, we're in Texas.
And, of course, Eddie's Taco House, our favorite place to go get breakfast before and after the shows.
Yes, ooh, okay. Cassandra, Priscilla, thank you so much for hosting our good friend Samantha's mixer. It was fantastic.
Oh, that place is bomb.
So sad, yeah,
everybody did a great job over there. Bomb. Thank you for taking care of us. The bar did a great job also.
Yeah, that's our sponsorship. So we are done with that.
Wow.
So now get it quick and out the way. We're going to jump into our new sports section segment I just started last week. So pretty much it was an ass-kicking weekend for everybody. Either you kicked it or you got kicked.
Oh,
UTSA got beat by Tennessee. Good side is that our third-string quarterback is going to be the future when Harris leaves. So that's a good way to end it.
He's got one more year, by the way.
The second half, no, he doesn't. The second half ended up being 14-14. So had we started the game with him, we might have had a chance.
No.
Texas beats Baylor. Keep their
Hook 'em
nation. And Colorado finally got beat by Oregon. Oregon had a practice against Colorado because apparently they didn't show up. Texans got the win finally. Shout out to Stroud looking like the Stroud that he's supposed to be when he was drafted. And the Cowboys are currently in a nail biter, I think, right?
I think they're getting their asses whooped right now.
They're down by 12.
Yeah, they're down by 12 against the Cardinals. So,
5 minutes left.
That's your sports update for the week.
No, you forgot the sighting.
Oh, yes. Very important. Reason why you need to come to Southtown 101 to see the shows. You never know who shows up.
Here I am.
So we had my best friend. We almost had a whole different guest in the show.
It was very
close.
Almost
got booted out.
Yeah, they almost got
almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
People were asking for the autographs almost. And taking pictures That's with us.
So we had my best friend Wimby
with
show
y'all?
Up.
Yeah. People want to take pictures with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It happened.
You can see,
y'all are big deal.
As you can see on the screen, he's out here looking at the mural.
Look at that boy.
So actually, me and him ate lunch earlier today, but we didn't want to make it obvious that we were friends, so he came in.
It was so obvious you guys were friends.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all a thing now?
Yeah.
Seriously, the way they were looking at each other, I was like.
Wimby.
I can go. When you walk by, bro, I see something hit you in the face.
I mean.
It wasn't his Keith.
Like 8 feet tall, and I'm like four, so I mean, that's
step up to the mic, sir.
I don't think I'm the only one that got hit with that, though.
Everybody got slurred.
Disclaimer, I got here late, so y'all got set.
But it was funny, so I come in, and the guy outside is like, hey, Wimby's inside, and I was like, no, he's not. And he's like, yeah, he's like, everybody's at the bar. So I was like, okay, cool. So I walk in, and I'm looking for him. Obviously, he's going to be the tallest guy here. And I don't see him, and all of a sudden, I just see his little cowboy hat, like, start rising up, like, in those, like,
like in a cartoon,
like the games in the fair, that one with the water where the water goes up. Oh, the hole. Yeah. Like his head's just all, and I was like, oh, there he is. I found him.
That guy's tall as shit.
Damn, dude.
He's fucking tall. Dude.
Seven, what is he? 7'1", 7'2"?
7'3". We were clarified outside.
That dude walked in, his head was hitting the fucking pipes and shit on the ceiling.
I was just mad. I was like, is he gonna like go to the bar and everybody's gonna pay attention to him? Because I'm a normal customer, I want my drink. Dang. What about me, Mr. Right, Wimbledon right, exactly. or Wimby?
Wimbledon? Wimbledon. Wimbledon.
Sports is not my strong suit.
Well, in California, you don't have a lot to cheer about.
Oh, we got a lot to cheer about, bro. A lot. We go fired? Watch the surfers, and the surfers were cheering.
Well,
surfers.
You got us some surfing.
Yeah.
And then the gang banging, you know, you sit there.
Oh, that's a sport in itself. Okay, that's a sport in itself.
And how about the taxes? Oh, love them. Well,
speaking of gang banging.
Did you say gang banging?
Yes. So speaking of gang banging.
Not that kind.
PG, please. PG.
Would you let me get my condition here? Because unlike you two on Uncultured Swines, we got some stuff to talk about. So yesterday at Smoke, I think we had the last rap concert ever there. So right before.
Why are you talking about that ghetto ass place?
So right before Boosie hit stage, there was a shooting inside the VIP section.
Yeah, exactly.
And the show must go on. So they rolled the guy out, took him to the hospital, and the show could
take
him,
please.
Okay.
Don't crip walk in the blood.
That's part of the show, y'all. Yes. I hope y'all like that.
They're putting up those yellow cones that say, like, slippery. Yeah. Be careful. Yeah, we're just painting it red here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
All that dripping
so,
stuff.
Yeah. So, Homeboy Mine actually posted a video where, like, yeah, he's showing the floor, and the floor still has all the blood stains. Like,
wow. Oh, it literally did.
Yeah, it did have the blood
stains. But did they put those cones up?
No, not that.
Okay, violation.
No, they were taking bong hits from the fucking
but they did actually post a picture this morning of the guy. Like, somebody got it, like, right when he was about to shoot the guy.
Crazy.
From behind. So,
I want to know what kind of security they don't have.
Well, apparently, they only check the guys. So they don't like check the women's purses or anything. So they just
we are angels.
Yeah.
And
but it was a guy that shot.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah,
what
but
I
it's a classic. Yeah. You stick your weapons in your wife's purse or have them on her, and then you get inside.
And she gives it to you, and then boom. Yeah. And then
literally boom.
But I mean, if you have coke, literally. If you have coke under your panza, they'll make sure they get that from you. Because I get
speaking of panza,
bigger the chance.
Oh yeah.
The bigger the panza, the better the chance.
That's true. That's true.
Did you say it a word of the day or something?
Precious
moments.
Oh. We have to start the conversation.
This is where the eyes lock in right now.
Yeah, it's
in,
happening.
In.
See? You gotta go do that.
let me know.
Yeah, there you go.
Once upon a time, I was at a mixer and I was show and tell.
Oh, shit.
What were you showing that you were trying to tell us? What?
No, it's what I viewed with my own two eyes.
They got all turned on, bro.
What did you
all
view?
Turned on.
I saw a picture that I will never ever erase.
I'm telling you, got turned on. It's in the spank bank.
Is it worse than the bear with the titties?
Yes.
It's worse.
No, it's
is it
better.
Worse better?
It's better. It's a lot better.
It's worse
because
better.
The picture has hair in it or on it. Yeah.
But like what?
To see this picture, go to 210 OnlyFans.com for 10 bidets.
What or
it's
who?
$3.99. You can subscribe as much as you want.
Oh no, that one's $14.99.
What?
Wow.
Someone's making money on that.
I know, right? Where's this money at? Where's it
going? Wait a minute. We need more subscribers.
I got bills to pay.
So we need to know how it got started. I want to know about precious moments.
Precious moments.
You don't have to show and tell.
Why are you asking me about precious moments?
Because we had that conversation.
I just said word of the day. I didn't know nothing about nothing.
All right. So I got the OG gangster tattoo on my stomach. I got precious moments on my stomach tattoo.
The little fucking boy.
The little monitos right there, yeah. Yeah.
She's like.
I was young.
When I saw it, I was like, "That's it."
Yeah.
He's mine.
He's
all mine.
It was predestined, bro.
No, you said he's all mine.
He's into precious moments.
He's all mine.
Can I say something?
Say
is it precious?
No. It might be, but I feel like. People that like precious moments, like men, it's because they did jail time and they had to
Yeah.
My uncle did that shit to my aunt all the time when he was in jail. It was fucking precious moments.
It was like during a certain era that everybody was into precious moments. If they were in jail.
I had just did a year in juvenile hall and I used to draw precious moments all the time. And I was feeling all romantic, got out. And I got talked into doing this. So I was like, fuck it, let's do
talked
it.
Into? Yeah. He's like, you want this? He's like, yeah, bro.
Hey, Charlie. Just don't make it hurt.
Low key.
All right, homie, let's do it.
Look at me in the eyes when you're pretty.
Sit on my lap while you tattoo
you
my
You gotta serenade me, bro. You gotta serenade me. Give me a couple more drinks and serenade me.
Serenade you?
Serenade
you. What are you having to sing?
I don't know. What's your best? Something romantic, bro. It's gotta be really romantic.
What are you? Charanga?
Bitch, no mames.
It depends how you sing it.
What's singing right now, sexy?
Charanga.
What is that?
I don't know what the fuck that
I
was.
I thought a car went by.
Yeah. That's how it goes. It starts off like that. But then you gotta crescendo.
Anyways, I need confirmation from other people that, like, if you are into precious moments, you more than likely did time.
This is true.
It was back, it was a 90s thing right. Back in the day.
Yeah. I was gonna say, 90s. It was during a certain time.
It was 90s.
Remember
for sure.
With the little, did you guys have them on here? The little homies?
Yes,
the
little.
Okay, that was after.
Well, I used to get down on the envelopes. Off feed me, little precious.
Off feed me. Off feed me.
So, is there like a sneak peek? Like, is there like a?
I told you, bro. You gotta serenade me. Give me a couple drinks
behind the curtain,
and it's all you, mija.
Well, I mean, all of a sudden, mija. No one wants to fucking ask questions.
Nobody wonders what this
is going on. This was your fault. You started it.
It's true.
Wow, anyway, y'all motherfuckers.
We could go back to the precious moments, but like, I want to know about y'all. I want to know about Bunny Losa Beauty. Okay, for those who don't know, like, introduce yourself and your business.
So my name's Claudia Cevas.
Wow.
I can go right low now. Too. Yeah. But in real life.
Yes,
my name is Claudia. I'm owner and artist of Vanidosa Beauty Studios and Vanidosa Beauty Salon. We run it. Me and my husband run it together. I'm the artiste.
I do all the brows, so you guys see all the girls walking around with pretty brows.
They have precious moment brows. It's like
practice makes perfect.
with the teardrop on the side.
Yeah, they get a little teardrop. It's hidden on.
Oh, yeah.
Camouflage. Have the tres puntos or
that's included.
Tres puntos. Get your brows done. Get a free teardrop somewhere.
That's it. Right. Wherever you want it.
I want the rosary.
The rosary.
You gotta do it on your wrist, homie. The rosary on your wrist.
Oh, the rosary on the wrist or the ankle.
Or what about the old cross with the little fucking
shininess thing going on? Yeah.
That was old school right there.
Yeah. So we're from California. That's how you can tell we know all about these ghetto ass tattoos.
Shit. I got my first tattoo in third grade.
Wait, what?
In third grade.
Yeah, it's a whole
they don't even have eyebrows.
Shit. No, oh, hell no.
They don't have eyebrows.
No, that's not the one he has.
Some of them
that's
have
not the one he has. The one he has is a beard.
Nah, I got
and tattoos and shit.
It's like a little Chewbacca.
This guy.
It's Chewbacca moment.
The hair is down like past her butt.
Hey, what are the Jabberwockies? What are they for? The fucking little Jabberwockies
the Monito,
and shit? Yeah.
Oh, it had a white cara.
My mom would actually collect them for my sister. You know how they have like the birthday ones?
Yeah.
So my mom got my sister the whole quinceañera set.
No way.
But obviously they're all blonde, blue hair.
Yeah.
I kids. So my mom would go and paint them black hair. And put brown eyes. So my sister has black hair.
Okay, that's cute. That's cute.
We used to draw them like little homies. Mm. The prison ones all homied out.
Yeah.
Like with the saggy pants, with the Ben Davis and the Dickies.
And the Cortez.
My legs are sweating right now. It's sweating in this chair.
So then if what was that thing you brought up last time, Jose? If the river or the valley is running, or what was it? So what would you call that? Your legs?
The valley is running?
Like, you know, boob sweat? What's leg sweat?
I don't know. That's a hard question.
So slipper slide.
Can I think about it?
I'll get back to you on that one. Seems like a really deep question.
We'll
there.
Put that on pause. So, okay. Y'all are originally from California, born and raised?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So I was born and raised in California. I was actually born in East Los.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, East Los.
I watched the show East Los High. I love that
show. I never watched it, but I've seen that shit.
I love that.
Okay, have you ever seen it? Like, have you seen it?
No.
I've seen it, though.
Okay, so.
Is it a show?
Knowing your, yeah, I guess. I'm not sure. So knowing your wife, is it kind of that show or bullshit? Like similar to it or real?
Oh. I don't want to get stabbed right now, bro. So I'm gonna fucking.
Oh yeah, that's a yes.
I'm gonna bleep for help, bro.
Correct
answer.
What's wrong with your eye?
No, have like, you guys seen that show? This fool.
Yeah.
That's us growing up.
Yeah, that's literally. That's California, right?
That's California.
There. Really? Yeah.
Well, where we grew up, you go to NorCal, it's not the same thing.
Well, I was born in Denver, and I was raised back and forth, California and Denver. And then,
okay. Yeah.
Wow. So was there like a gang culture in Denver?
There's a gang culture in Denver, but okay. It's not like it's
can California's I tell you?
Gang culture is deep.
He took it to Denver. I'm very proud of him. He started his own gang, guys.
What?
Yeah.
What was the name of the gang? Precious Moments. Nah.
The Preciosos.
Los Pechachas.
What is it? What was it? What? The gang I was from?
Yeah, no, the gang you started.
Me and some homies started Los Creepers.
Los Creepers.
There's a couple of those dudes in my church. Like,
homies? We were homies.
No, they were pretty naughty.
We were bad kids.
Naughty homies.
They were naughty boys.
Bad porno.
What is it?
That sounds like a bad porno. You're right.
It does. Don't put me in that, bro.
For $10.99, you can get the monthly subscription.
I don't know what the plot would be.
Los Creepers.
Yeah.
Los Creepers. Like creeper, like EE or IPP?
No, two E's.
Two E's, but yeah. K or KR or?
No, no, with the C.
Two E's.
Okay, oh, you want the history? I
want you to break out the tablet that you got me. It started like
this. This is how we did it. This is how we recruited.
It was a past life, bro. Before, you know?
So what were the colors?
You know what? That's the thing. California, like that style, the colors ain't really a thing.
It's just how you dress?
Yeah, it's just how you are.
Jenkos and Cortez or what?
I guess if you want, you know what I mean? I don't know.
It could be whatever?
Yeah, you could be whatever.
They were all inclusive, guys.
All inclusive.
Ooh, back before it was all inclusive.
They were cool. They were like they, thems, and...
No, come on.
Precious.
that's the gay boy gangsters.
PM. Yeah. PM. 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 Precious Moments.
PM, Precious Moments.
Most creepers.
That's pretty bad. Well, I mean, that's pretty cool. So, y'all were in California.
Yeah.
And then what made y'all move to Texas?
All right, so... How do we explain this?
Oh, so, in short,
I thought their original names were
Jim and Patrice.
We're in the witness protection program. So
like,
I knew it.
Joe Dirt.
I don't know. I never had you. I never told them.
Nah. So we were business owners in California, right? Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit, but we were already talking about leaving before because just California starting a business is. They tax the shit out of you. There's so many regulations that make it hard.
And nobody will leave you alone.
Yeah.
County, state, city.
Everybody's got a handout trying to get money all the time.
It's like Mexico.
Yeah. So it's pretty much just
but they're legal cartels.
But you're legal. Apparently,
they're legal cartels. Yeah.
Yeah, for
sure.
COVID hit and they shut down the industry for what? How long?
A year.
About a year. And if you got caught open, they want to fines. And it was just a bunch of bullshit. So we're like, it's time to go.
And then you had to deal with whistleblowers or snitches.
Well, then I stayed open because I was like, nobody tells me what to do. I ain't scared of nothing. But, you know, I always risk
it. Taxes hit and you're like, girl, I'm a little scared right now. I'm a little scared.
I'm scared of nothing. I left owing them. Nah.
Nah, so we looked for a state that was business friendly, you know, with the regulations favored small business.
And I won't go to a place that snows.
Yeah.
Well, it snows in Divine.
It snows in Divine? Nah.
This weekend, where?
Is that snow, or is that the one you sniff?
I'm sorry, sir. What is that?
Is that the kind of shelter?
All snow can be sniffed.
Para empezar, yo no sé nada.
I mean,
if you really want to go down that rabbit hole, yeah.
No, but does it really snow in Divine, or no? Are you fucking
wrong? No, it does. Really.
And where?
In Divine,
where's that?
You can go skiing. There's King of Ice.
Nah, you're fucking around. Bro.
I promise
you.
You're fucking around, bro.
No, I promise you. There's ice everywhere. There's
where?
Ice.
Where's that?
I was talking about meth. Bunch of fucking tweakers walking around.
They're like, oh, really? I'm not going over there.
They're ready. Like, oh. They're ready for fucking Halloween.
That bro, give me the snowboard, bro.
Literally, it's like 30 minutes from here, bitch.
Stop it.
No snow nowhere.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't snow.
You guys are all fucking with this.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's not for the reason, but
yeah.
All right.
So when y'all came over here to Texas, was it a school and a salon over there as well?
So that's our thing. We were starting a cosmetology school, which costed us $250,000, which we lost. No big deal.
Out of our own pocket.
Out of our own pocket. Jeez. Yeah, dude, that was a hard hit. And the thing is, over there in California, there's so much bureaucracy. Everything takes forever. Yeah. So this was almost 3 years in. The Rona hits 3 weeks before we're officially open.
Yeah, we're about to open 3 weeks.
Lost everything. Yeah.
And y'all couldn't get that money back at all?
No, there's no way to get the money back.
Everybody had been paid months before. The thing is, like, So there was this permit, just to give you an example, there was this permit that we paid for, and they wouldn't even process the permit for a year and a half. So by a year and a half, pues ya lo cobraron, you know? Right, it's like you can't go to your bank and be like, never mind, I want my money back. Like, it was just...
one permit we paid $12,000 for, and the same permit here is $500.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's really like, wow. So to us, I know a lot of people leave because California is expensive, but when you're like me and you're born and raised, it's normal. Yeah. It's normal never to want to buy a house, you know? And I know coming over here, I saw a lot of people, a lot of young, I mean, I want to say kids, but I'm also young, guys, just so you know.
She's 21. She just turned 21.
And a half, and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a
lot of... I got her at the high school.
You had a pre-saves?
Yeah. I was driving around in my van with candy, bro.
And puppies.
And precious moments.
Precious moments.
That's it. I was like, I'm here forever.
Yeah. I showed her that. I gave her some candy, and then I showed her the precious moments, and it was done, bro.
And never going back. Never going back.
Great love story.
Yeah, it's so romantic.
So that's what I need to get.
Yeah, you need to get a precious moment set.
Because I'm gonna start dressing up like Gordon Fisherman. Because puro pinche catfish and up. Don't get me started. But anyway,
let's hear that story again, bro.
No, you don't want to hear it. Hey, man, that was badass.
The catfish.
Yeah, no, no more of that, please.
Oh my god.
This could be celibate.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, we're just gonna have the dating show, but now with you instead of Jose.
Oh yeah,
you should do like speed dating on here, bro. Bring in a bunch of chicks, line them up, and then just speed date.
We've been wanting to, but he like chickens out.
Like, tell me about yourself. No, get out.
Well, he can't do it no more.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's
so Hector's next.
So we're next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's down. You're fucking down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm realistic. Like,
yeah.
I'm not overshooting.
You gotta overshoot, bro. Because if you overshoot, you're gonna get at least, you know what I mean?
It's overshooting.
Anything better to overshoot than undershoot.
No.
You overshoot, you undershoot.
Anything is better than what I've been on already.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So we're good.
Now overshoot though, bro. You gotta shoot high, bro.
I don't want to.
Damn.
I don't want to. I'm done with that.
You scarred for life.
You get the precious moments, bro, and you'll go up like two notches.
I'm thinking again, like the whole fucking set.
Do it, bro.
The whole set. Yeah, like we're all the world.
All the way around, bro. All the way around.
We are.
And then the homies in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
homie in the back grabbing him from the side.
Oh, shit, maybe not.
It's just the hands.
Just the hands.
Hands on the bottom back.
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Oh, dude, that's
hey, you're the right hand, I'll be the left hand.
Oh, man.
Take team, homie.
Oh, that is.
Oh, wait a minute. That's too far.
Hold up, both of y'all. Y'all hey. Full of shit.
That's where we met at wrestling, homie. It's a take team match.
Oh, that's true.
Now we're always with you.
I don't know. I'm on your side. I don't know
what's going on. You're fucking laughing. You're not like that. Holy shit. I wish I would have caught Wimby. Hey, come here. I need someone to back me up.
Okay.
Aside from you two guys, y'all have families through your children, right? How many children?
Well, we got five boys. Yeah,
five boys. Five boys?
So all
I got
boys.
Two older ones, and then we got three together.
So you mean to tell me you were an angel? That's what you're trying to tell me.
Fucking angel, bro. Yeah.
So no girls. I could imagine you having a baby.
Nah, I couldn't have a girl. No. I couldn't imagine that crazy. Shit. She'd be all nappy haired and fucking dressing like a cholo and shit. Yeah. All fucking.
I would I have to say, present, like, why am I not here?
What's all that girl? Your wife?
I'm here. I'm a girl.
Oh, I forgot you were here, baby.
Yeah, like,
no, she would be.
I'd brush her hair or something.
Gosh. I don't know. You should be vicious if you raise her. She'd be vicious.
She'd be.
I get beat at home. I'm going to get beat after this when we go home, bro.
Well, look, you be talking shit, so yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Know, he knew what was going to happen.
We tag team.
A little bit.
I talked to him about it, and he's not following the rules. So.
Right, exactly.
He knows what happens.
In public, you follow the rules. Okay?
All right. I'm going to pay for it later. It's all
right. It's worth it, right?
I'm going to call you guys back up.
Come just FaceTime us. Okay.
Just FaceTime happening. And give me some time to record it.
Go Facebook Live.
That's fucked up. Imagine.
So, since moving back or moving to Texas, I know that y'all have a big complaint about the food. I want to hear what you think about the food.
All right. The tacos. We went to order tacos the first time we came, and they gave me a fucking flour tortilla with carne and yellow cheese. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Hey, this is not a taco.
So, but what did you order?
A taco.
What? Fool. What
A taco de asada, and they gave me a flour tortilla with just some meat.
What taco meant?
I didn't know you had to order mini tacos or.
But you wanted. They gave you a flour tortilla with carne asada and cheese?
Yeah. Nah. And yellow cheese, I swear.
Where the fuck did you go?
That's happened a few places.
Yeah, you have to say mini taco.
You have to say mini taco, I guess.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I've never heard of asada with cheese. I've heard of guisada, like with the gravy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what guisada was either.
I didn't know either.
What? You don't have to have guisada in California?
No, it's a Texas thing. Like, it's a Texas thing.
It's a Texas.
So guisada.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
because outside,
sir, I will fight you over this.
I never heard that shit
outside
before.
In Mexico, it's with pork.
That's guisado.
Yeah.
But see, not. A guisado, yes. To us, and I talked to my mom about this, and I was like, Mom, this is what they're doing out here. So,
would you like call the police?
She's like, get out of there.
Run. Right.
Get out.
Run.
Get out. Run. You don't belong there.
Like a fucking, what is
fajitas.
It? Machacado.
Oh, machacado. Machaca.
Machaca. We try ordering machaca and it's machacado. We're like,
right, it's machacado.
That? But it's, yeah.
is it more of a thing out there though?
Machaca?
Yeah.
For
y'all.
It's everywhere. It's not like a thing.
It's not like a thing. It's everywhere, but it's
there, but it's not a thing.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a staple.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
a,
yeah,
like
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You get that shit in.
Right. Because a lot of people here don't order that. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Like,
and then one time we were going to barbecue and we went to the store to get carne and shit.
And I was. Cookout, honey. Cookout.
And I was asking for fucking ranchera. Carne ranchera. They asked me if I wanted fajitas. I'm like, I don't want no fucking fajitas. You know, I think fajitas is a plate, like, you know, with chicken and the
carne. Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Shit.
And
I didn't know,
like,
I didn't know you guys
stuff.
Called the like the meat, like fucking
right,
fajitas.
Yes.
That shit. That was
that was
almost
confusing.
Fought with the guy at the fucking store. I was like, I don't want
fajitas.
Yeah,
they probably thought you meant arrachera. Which is
yeah, fajita. Yeah, yeah, same. Yeah.
But ranchera. You're asking for ranchera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, we're asking for asada.
But ranchera, that's how we call it, like.
Or ranchera. Well, yeah, yeah. Asada is either ranchera or diezmillo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they don't even have diezmillo here.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is
milanesa?
That?
Oh,
just another cut.
Well, they call it milanesa. It's a little thinner cut. Yeah.
But anyways, that was the only thing. I didn't know what the fuck fajitas were.
Wow, that's crazy. I have different words for that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but isn't that crazy? Just even the words are different.
Right.
Like,
very different.
You gotta think about it because Mexico is bordering with Texas and all the other states. There's different regions. Like there's Sonora, there's Juarez, and then there's Nuevo León and Coahuila, and every different part of Mexico. For example, it could be the same shit, but it'll be seven different things.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know, or seven different words.
Yeah.
And then it's like the way, I want not frijoles charros. Oh, frijoles borrachos. And I'm like, oh, my fucking frijoles.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And you're like, no. We're like, los quiero refritos. No, I want them fried. That's what it means.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just the vernacular of the same thing, if people get confused in translate or it gets lost in translation because of where you're from.
Yeah.
But I definitely feel like the border towns here definitely assimilate to Texas.
Oh yeah. Oh,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And and over there they don't. It's still Mexican food.
Yeah. Like, the reason being is because that's where all their money comes.
Yeah.
They get cheap. Because over here, Texas, if you live in a border town or you live close to border town, and Samantha can tell you, you would fucking go across your high school years and party your ass off and you eat fucking bacon wrap hot dogs with mayonnaise and fucking 3 a.m. and you'd have fucking carne asada, whatever.
Why do I feel like you ordered yours with extra mayonnaise?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even eat a hot dog. You'd eat it without the bread.
So you just eat the what? You make the wiener straight with mayonnaise.
Wait, what?
He ordered the hot dog without the bread, but go ahead.
He ordered the wiener.
No hate. Brought the bacon. No hate.
But no, what I'm saying is a lot of times, a lot of the business across is made to cater to the Texans.
Yeah, yeah.
Texan palate,
or tourists.
Yeah, yeah. It's a culture here. Texas is a whole, you guys got
it's another world, dude. Yeah.
Well, we did win the war, so it's the least they can do.
Oh, o sea.
I guess.
Oh,
but the flour tortillas, I love that. In California, they don't serve flour tortillas.
We don't eat that.
Shit.
No,
but they're bomb. I love them.
So I've never had as many flour tortillas as they. Well, he grew up with flour tortillas. We did in California.
Yeah,
so I was like, God, everything's made of flour.
I fucking love them. My grandma used to wake up and make
Now, the trick is if you order corn tortilla, don't order corn made there because it has maseca, it has masa. Flour. As for a store bought. The paquete.
I mean,
no. But I'm saying the difference is the paquete are a lot thinner and it's more corn than it is flour.
Nah, but they still do good.
Even the flour and the corn,
That's what I'm saying.
They do the mixtas, right?
Yeah, they do the mixtas.
Yeah.
That's what restaurant style corn put together.
Right,
So what do you guys think of California's coming out here?
Go back.
Oh, that's fucked up, bro.
I'm already here.
Y'all
okay.
Cool. Y'all are cool. Y'all okay.
Okay, thank you. We got approved.
There's a difference because there's people that we can relate to, like you guys, and we hit it off, like we knew each other for years.
Yeah.
And then there's people that live in Austin,
like the Austin, California,
fucking assholes.
Yeah, yeah, you're talking about like the hipsters and shit.
Yes,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Not only that, I live in Divine,
mm-hmm.
where it snows, by the way. But There's there's a bunch of Californians moving in, like Lido, Divine, Natalia. Yeah. And you know they're from California because they're fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Even in the smallest, like, excuse me, man, get the fuck out of the way. I'm like,
oh my God.
Bro, when we first moved here, we still had California plates. We drove around like that for what? We got flipped off on the freeway like fucking daily.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting flipped off left.
Oh, it happened to me when I was driving fucking Cali.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of the way. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, but you guys are like fucking maniacs out here.
Driving fast
and just fucking cutting people off, and I see people going five lanes to the fucking exit.
Bruh, this ain't even like
that's probably another California version of it.
And it's like the team driving. Go to Houston, Dallas.
Really?
Okay, Dallas is Dallas is super fast.
I don't think I've seen one median in the freeway that hasn't been hit. Everyone will be hit. People walk around like fucking Mad Max.
I'm gonna tell you this. Recently, and I've noticed this because I also used to Uber. Is that I'd always see every night I would go out at night, you'd always see a wrong way driver. And I never got that. And sometimes it was elderly people would drive that were just fucking lost. And sometimes it's just fucking people stolen out of their fucking heads. But now I see all the median, all those accidents, and I see a lot of people because I drive a lot for work. They're fucking so distracted. I saw this girl, true story. She had a knee on the fucking steering wheel. She had a book on the steering wheel.
No fucking way.
Doing her makeup on her fucking phone, and I'm like, bitch, pull over or wake up earlier. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
And then, but everybody's so distracted. Or you're driving the highway and you come up on a car and like, what? You go around them and they're just fucking, or they're fucking touching shit. I'm like, bro, drive. Mm-hmm. But they're the people that cause the accidents. You know, that's what killed me. But there's just so many distracted people. They thought they advertise the hands-free. That's bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is.
I know you guys ain't too happy with us moving out here because everybody all the time. The prices are real. Fuck California. The fucking, it snowed. Fuck California.
I think it depends why people move out here. Like, we didn't move out here because it was expensive. Like I said, for me, it was like, this is how much it cost.
Yeah, we moved out here because we like the way you guys do things out here.
Yeah, I mean, Texas is its own country, if you think about it.
Oh, babe. Oh.
I know. I was going to put a line.
You just fucked up.
Here, I'll give it to Samantha.
You just fucked up.
Yeah, we don't have a sound effect for that one.
Yeah, like, somebody needs to throw a flag on that one.
Off with their heads. But yeah, I mean, you know,
look at honestly, acting on California.
Oh my God, guys! Like, I totally want it on here. Like,
but the thing is, I've never been like, man, fuck California. The state is big enough for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, California, New York, wherever you're from. And that's the thing about San Antonio also is that we got a lot of people in the military, so we had plates from all over the fucking country.
Bro, I never met a Puerto Rican until we moved here.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, really? It's the first time I ever met a Puerto Rican person. Yeah. I swear to God.
Yeah, you definitely know they're Puerto Rican if they got that fucking flag.
Like, like Cubans. Or I never met any until we moved
here. No, I don't think I've ever met a Cuban out there.
You know, everybody in California thinks Texas is racist. But
Absolutely, they are.
I see you guys see fucking blacks with like we went to a Thirsty Horse, fucking guys with Chinese cowboy hats, black everything, dude, just hanging out. And
you know, probably college night.
What's up?
It was probably college night.
Nah, it was older, like older crowd.
Maybe it was older people.
I think it was snowing, bro. I think that's what happened. It was snowing.
It was snowing. Yeah. Snow brings people together.
Yeah. This is true.
It sure does.
I think it was snowing in the bathroom, dude.
Gotcha.
Dude,
I'm going to tell you a true story. When I first moved back from the Valley, this is when Grand's was still open.
Oh, my God.
Grand Central Station was the most ghetto fucking club in the world. It was. It's like seven clubs in one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had just come back from the Valley, moved back to San Antonio. And I'm in the restroom, you know, snowing. Snow all right, skiing. All right. And I hear the fucking bouncer, hey, you better put that shit up. I'm like, bro, you want some? I ain't playing. You better put that shit up.
And yes.
I'm like, all right, time to go out. So I go outside. I'm like, hey, wait, are we going to leave or what? I don't want to fucking panic out. My friends are like, what'd you do? I'm like, I don't know. Some dude attacked me in the stall. Like, well, what do he look like? I go, that big black guy right there. Like, the dude's a bouncer. Why would he attack you? I don't know. Oh, you're on that shit, right? I'm like, no. Look like fucking Bart.
Oh, fuck it.
Ah, wait, I don't know what we're talking about. Wait, I can't even make sense. I'm like, I'm gonna wait outside. They're like,
he said, this motherfucker attacked me.
He wanted to give me a precious moment tattoo. No means no, sir.
But $5 is $5. Oh,
okay. But go ahead. I'm scared of you because you're bigger than me. But I mean, San Antonio is very diverse.
Yeah. It is very diverse.
I think Houston's way more diverse.
Way more. People say that, and I'm always wondering, like, what does that even mean? Because it's, I don't know, there's a lot of races here. There's biracial couples. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, Houston,
all kinds of shenanigans going on down here in Texas.
In Houston, you can have, like you can live in a pocket of all Mexicanos. Yeah, you wouldn't even have to speak English your whole life.
That's
like there's grocery stores like a circle, or you could be from fucking Saudi Arabia and all you do is Persian and that's it. You have people from Africa, Russia, fucking Philippines, and it's just a little pocket.
Yeah.
But then you have the people that intermingle and like, oh, I like Paul Wall and everybody, oh, whatever the shit. Mm-hmm. They start mingling and hanging out.
Paul Wall.
Swanging. but Houston is so diverse and you can tell because the fucking restaurants are crazy over there.
Yeah,
you can go like a shopping strip and you'll have a Mexican, a Chinese buffet. You'll have a Persian restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll have a pupusas. Like, you have all kinds of all chingaderas.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up right there. Oh, yeah.
I saw, where was I? In Austin, there was a restaurant called What's Up, Foe?
What's up, Foe?
I'm like, oh.
What's up, Foe?
So I was like, but that's very cool. And it's funny. Whatever you do, don't eat Mexican food in Austin. Ever.
Don't they say it's supposed to be good?
They say it's better than San Antonio.
They brag.
I
they're full of shit.
I heard that better.
I'll tell you straight like up. They're full of shit.
Nah, I don't know. Though.
But
wow. Y'all got to stare at each other. Look, is Wimby back? Oh, no.
I thought it was Wimby.
That's racist.
That's Wimby.
Yeah, baby, tall.
No, so we went to this restaurant on one of the days we were in Austin. They were like, oh, they have good Mexican food. I'm like, I'll be the judge of that. We walk in and it's nice. It's called Maudies, Maudies.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'll have a carne asada plate because I'll judge a restaurant by the carne asada.
Okay.
How was it?
They give you a flat tortilla? I put salt. I put pepper, green salsa, red salsa. I think I put it sweet and low. Nothing would give that motherfucker flavor, bro.
Fucking flavor.
It tasted like meat boiled in water.
No way, dude.
And brown gravy with no flavor.
Damn.
And I was like, man, that tastes like white people cooked this shit. I was so pissed off.
You're like, let me see your kitchen, sir.
And I was like, wait a minute. And then the tortillas were wax, bro.
But was that the only place you ever ate it? And then
I've had a different restaurants.
And you just never
liked it? There's one called Matt's El Rancho that's supposedly world famous. They're famous for the margaritas. And their Austin loves their fucking queso.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best goddamn queso I've ever had my whole life.
Queso.
Where, Matt?
No, just queso in general.
If it's me, I literally bought
that queso blanco from HEB and I finished that shit in like 2 days. I have to buy it. Like $8 a fucking container.
It comes with everything in it or what? Like all
All you do is just throw it in the microwave for like a minute and then you just.
No way.
I thought it was the strangest thing when we got here and they're like, a side of queso. I was like, is it melted? Like, what is this? And I was like, okay, it's just that restaurant. But no, like, it's melted cheese and you eat it with chips.
Yes.
That's how I just want to say that was
the other one.
I'm like, what are you guys
chips
have?
And like, salsa?
Yeah.
Oh, just chips even the beans, the charro beans or guacamole, yeah, but even the charro beans, like
we don't
get that out there. It's just beans. Either de la olla or refried.
Yeah. I found out that a lot of restaurants over there they have black beans.
No, I don't know.
I was San Diego.
San Diego is like a little culture.
They got a lot
like
of hipster
fucking. Like the Austin of California.
Yeah. You know what it is.
It depends where you go. You got to go to a certain place. If you go and you hear gunshots, the tacos are gonna be bomb.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's anywhere.
Yeah.
But if you go and like you see guys with fucking man buns and shit, I mean, you're gonna get black beans in your tacos.
Yeah. So to help you out, you come to San Antonio if the chairs look like the one you're sitting on, but they're all torn up.
It's a good party.
It's a good place, yes.
Or they have different chairs. They have a mixture of like office chairs and like regular chairs.
Yeah. They're like, if you sit, if it works, okay? You can bang your legs.
The plateware, the glasses don't meet. Mm-hmm. They mix and match.
Yeah.
Or you look up at the ceiling and they're falling down and they got fucking.
There's a big old mancha. They have a mancha, it's good.
Or they got a flea market by the cash register.
Yeah.
Where they have
the pica pica. The pica pica is bomb.
Okay, I love the pica pica is the 90s in California.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you grew up on that shit. I went there and I was like, I'm home.
Yeah, the pico pico was off the chain.
Everybody
was
dancing
cool
and shit. The pupusas are a bomb. Right
there. Yeah.
There's a place, I think La Playa makes good pupusas.
Really?
They have seafood and they have Honduran.
Did we go there? I feel like we went
there. Like a Central American little market right there on like San Pedro right there.
Yeah.
They got bomb ass pupusas.
Horrible service. So if you're listening out there, you guys have horror service. But the pupusas are bomb.
at that place.
You wait through like shitty service to get pupusas.
Well, yeah, and I bitch and complain about it, but I'll still eat it. You know, when it comes, you know, 45 minutes later, I'm like, you fucking bitch, these are good. No tip for you, man. Can I get some salsa with this?
Nice.
That place is bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so going back to you guys to Bunny Losa Beauty. So it's a school slash salon.
We have like, a
how does that work? Yeah.
So I'm an artist and I do the work, but I also teach.
Yeah, and then we have like online education. We own a salon next door, but we don't really rent the stations. We don't have nothing to do with the hair really.
Well, because I don't do hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what do you mainly focus on?
Mainly brows. I tattoo brows and eyeliner and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I teach it. I'm also a licensed esthetician, so I also teach like
the aesthetic. Part.
I did tattoo my eyebrows.
You did do them on yourself, girl. I love how they look. They look awesome. So good.
You did your own eyebrows?
Yeah.
I did them, bro. I did them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I see a little teardrop.
It's like he was doing my eyebrows and he was sitting on me like that, and I was tattooing his stomach. And I was doing the perfect, perfect moment, needed some hair. So I was like, here, just really quick. I did some eyebrows to the little girl.
Yeah, that precious moment's ain't going away.
No, it's not.
Well, so your precious mom was a little girl, not a little boy?
Little girl and little boy.
Well, it's romantic, bro. It's really romantic.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's giving a flower. Did you notice that? It's giving a flower, the little, like.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yes.
Oh,
I know.
Like this or something, right? Like,
you can tell what it was.
I thought the microphone.
It was a flower.
It looked like a microphone, but it was something else.
Damn it. No.
No, it was a flower.
You see what you missed on Thursday? You
should have gone.
I know.
You guys missed the last two.
Well, I work at night.
Yeah, he works.
It's hard for him to
make. I work from 2 to 11.
It is very hard, yeah.
And I already used all my sick time this year, so. All
right.
At this point, I got to really be dying and be in the hospital.
Yeah, like for real.
Even then, they're like, you got to like 5 to come back before we fire you. And I'll be like, okay.
Are you going to that? What was it, Halloween bar crawl?
The pub crawl?
I might if I get off in time.
Are y'all going?
I want to. That sounds like fun shit.
I was telling him about it earlier. Shout out to Art and Pub Crawl.
We were supposed to go in August. I don't know what happened with all that.
Or Pub Run SA.
I don't know who to blame, but.
Is that in October or what?
You said this
October,
Friday, or next Friday?
I believe October 8th. October 8th. Okay. The first Friday of the month.
Like, okay, it's not too cold.
I'll next go. Friday on the 6th.
Oh, we got to go.
Okay.
That's
okay.
If it's not too cold.
I'll verify with Art. I guess no one's coming.
But yeah, normally it's the first Friday.
Everyone's depressed because the fucking
Cowboys.
Well, I was going
to say, I don't know if everybody's like me where they're having issues loading up the Facebook feeds. That might not be what, might be why. When I go to click on the video, it kicks me out.
Well, everybody's fucking crying because the Cowboys lost. Boo fucking
that's
who.
What it is. The
it's a normal thing. I don't know why they're not used to it.
So I heard all the hospitals right now in Dallas have a list of people donating ACLs to Diggs so they can get them back after the loss.
That's not going to fucking help them.
I mean, I'm still willing to give my toe to Frank if Frank needs my toe so he can come back.
Give him for Dion.
Yeah, it's
sports. Okay. I was going to say, I feel like that those penguins, you know, like just smile and wave. And I'm like, oh, sports.
So you're saying you just do eyebrows and then you...
Yeah, and then I teach.
And then you teach.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And like
do
I said,
you want to like add more services or things?
You know what? I know how to do a lot of things just because like I love education. I love learning and I love like just knowing stuff. Like I can't not know something because then I'm like, I'm not that good. But I find that in business, you should really hone in on what you're good at instead of like spreading yourself thin.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I know how to do a lot of things, but I'm really, really good at these three things, and that's what I do.
Right.
And so we're actually, because I know a lot of stuff, we're actually going to open up an esthetician school a couple of years. So in California, like the laws and regulations are a little different, so you're really not allowed to open just like an esthetician school. You have to open cosmetology, which is hair and nails.
Right. Oh, okay.
And here, Texas is freaking awesome. So you can just open aesthetics, like an esthetician, so facials, like shit like that. And so we're going to do that like maybe in the next couple of years.
Yeah. As soon as we get like, I gotta slow her down sometimes. We barely finish a project and she wants to fucking open up the next one. So I'm like,
let's go.
I want the next thing.
What's the next thing?
Right.
It's constant all the time. So sometimes I gotta like pull the reins on her.
Right. You'd be like, hold on, bitch. Yeah.
Let's get some money first.
So do you find it hard or have you started looking out like with schools to bring in students like after high school? Or whatever age group that you aim for.
You know what? I feel like in the time that we've been here, the last 2 years, I've been studying the market. Mm-hmm. I've been studying who our target audience would be, what they look like, what they like, especially the younger girls. And so I think when we're ready to hit, we'll have all that information, or we have that information now, we'll be able to target them properly. Right. You know, because you can't just be like, discount girl, come and get your $15 off. Like, that doesn't work in this market. Like, in this mm-hmm. market, you have to be like continuous education. You get to do whatever the fuck mm-hmm. you want, you know. So I think at this point, at 2 years, we know our target audience really mm-hmm. well, but I think in another 2 years, like, we'll fucking kill it.
It changes right. too. Social media changes yeah. so fast. Like, and that's what I was gonna say. Then the economy, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Economy's starting to change a little bit. So you gotta like shift yeah. with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But like I was, like, I always tell them, like, let's open, babe. Like, even when the economy is shit, the first thing the government does is throw money at people. Right. Right. And so they do it through grants, and those grants go directly through places that will take government grants. And for us in the beauty industry and in the schools, we take government grants.
Right.
So imagine how cool, like, I mean, not how cool, but if everything's going to shit, the government's like, go take a class. And people are like, yeah, I'm going to go take a class. And then the government pays for their class, which is i.e. us.
Yeah.
You know, you have to think past that, like, you know, a year or two, like, we're thinking 5 and 10 years ahead. And honestly, like, unfortunate, the government just keeps printing money, right. but it has to go somewhere. And why can't it just go to education, mm-hmm. i.e. us and our aesthetics.
I'll just go strip, bro, and show my prettiest moments. And
yeah.
We could actually do like a, what do they call those things? Like a museum when they put up artwork?
Yeah.
A museum?
No.
Like an art gallery? Like
yes. Okay. An art gallery showing yeah. with your panza.
Oh. By the time
we do that, in a different shade of light, so that would be
captured. It's going to be different, bro, because when you saw it, I'm still a little chubby. By then, I'm going to be all ripped, bro.
You got to start a GoFundMe for a tummy tuck, and then they can call, they can cut that off.
Bro, you know what'll help too? It'll be cheaper. Don't eat flour tortillas.
Homie, you guys are kidding. I do
yeah, that's hard. Those are good.
I gain probably like 20 pounds. The Texas pounds, bro.
They're Texas pounds.
They're Texas pounds.
Is that how much you gain?
I probably gained like 20 pounds since we moved
yeah.
here.
I gained like 10. Everything's fried,
everything
right?
Is fried.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Texas.
Grease, everything.
Like in California, we were working nonstop, bro, so we didn't really get to hang out and like go explore shit. We moved here. We like took a little
hiatus.
Took a little slow.
And all we did was eat out, bro. We were just exploring the whole city, just eating out, trying different restaurants. And
yeah.
Have y'all been to the Texas State Fair?
Is that the one here in San Antonio?
No, in Dallas.
No.
You think we fry everything here? Go to fucking Dallas.
You can get fried butter.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, you can get a fried Oreo cookie with the fried Snicker.
Well, I saw that at the rodeo. They had it at the rodeo right
here. Yeah.
Over there, that's like the boss level of fried foods.
Really?
The like boss
said,
level?
Like I said, you can get fried butter over there. They'll just fry
the fried
food. They fry Coke.
Yeah.
How the fuck you fry Coke?
You freeze it?
In a little bag.
I've had fried Kool-Aid. So they
Coke the drink, like Coke the
soda. Yeah, yeah. How does that even
fucking
work?
Fucking final, but they do it.
They freeze it?
And then they freeze it, and then they deep fry it.
And so it doesn't melt?
Well, it does with the grease, but then it's
like ice cream.
The batter.
You guys are on different level of frying shit out here.
Well, seeing out there, like, we were
that's
in a
white
coastal
people,
city.
Bro. We don't do that shit.
I don't know, bro.
We don't do that shit. I don't know.
We don't do buñuelos. We don't do buñuelos.
I went to the Houston Rodeo, 2 years ago, and I got a cowboy hat full of stuffed fried Oreos.
What the fuck?
Oh my God.
It was pretty cool. It was like a little tiny like kid's hat.
Oh,
they turned upside down.
And they put the kid's hat.
Well, it was a straw hat, so it was still technically a real hat. It didn't fit my head though.
Yeah.
And they like turned it upside down.
He's like, it wasn't that bad. It was a kid's hat.
The San Antonio rodeo is pretty cool though. That rodeo's cool shit.
Yeah, that was really cool. There was a lot of creatures and animals and stuff. In there. Yeah.
So y'all haven't experienced that in California?
Huh?
They have shit like that, but
that was the people.
Never experienced or went to it, you know what I mean?
So have y'all experienced Fiesta?
No,
we haven't gone yet.
Oh, okay. So we're on for that.
Well, because when y'all came, it was like during COVID time, right?
No, they had it when we came.
Yeah.
We've
been here 2 years, so we had it. Yeah.
We didn't know what it was.
We came that year that it actually snowed, like for reals.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So that was our first year here.
Mm-hmm. One day we were driving downtown, and there was all kinds of people, and the roads were blocked. And we're like, what the fuck's going on? Goddamn traffic.
On the parade.
And it was a Fiesta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we didn't know nothing about it.
So this year, next year, coming year. We'll attend some events.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't get fucking rained on like on Iosa.
Yeah, well, hopefully I don't fucking leave before I get there.
Was that my fault? You were late, bro. We were on time.
I was on time.
Oh, you weren't?
Sounds like a domestic issue here.
Sounds like a lover's quarrel.
Lover's quarrel.
Well, somebody was all, wet. I got to leave now.
No, I wasn't wet, bro. I was fucking doused.
And?
Doused. Yeah, dude, me in a white shirt.
Well, she only left because they went at the wrong exit.
Did you win the contest or what, bro?
Yeah, I would have won hands down. Literally, hands down, I would have won like that.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Like that.
Oh, just like
it's
that.
Like that. But yeah, it was fucking.
Dude, drop
it was,
low and pick it up.
Yeah. Sass. Dude, but then my friend was with me and she was fucking soaked too. So I felt, yeah. I felt bad for her.
Oh man.
No yeah. umbrella and that like, literally her fucking. She sat it. We sat in my. I had just got in my fucking truck and soaked both seats. That's how wet we got.
Did she have a white
was
shirt
it raining?
Too?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was yeah, no, it wasn't raining. It was a fucking monsoon.
It was pretty bad.
Literally,
it really was.
You guys get
it
monsoons
really
out here?
Bad.
No,
that
it was
day
really
we did.
Bad rain. Yeah. It was really bad.
Like
rain.
The perfect storm, the movie, uh-huh. like yeah. that in an hour.
Nah,
I swear to God,
it wasn't that bad.
It, was, yeah.
it wasn't that bad either.
No, it was bad. It was bad. I was in
the guy with the fucking yacht wasn't that bad.
What are you talking about? I was.
You got off the car and stop.
Dude, I got.
What are you doing?
I got soaked. So my cousin and. Somebody Someone. Else was we were there and there was a little tiny fucking like 4x4 tent. Half that tent was covered by the ATMs and then they were both there. So me, of course, being the nice guy I am, oh, go ahead and stand there. I'll go ahead and wait. My whole back is just the water dripping off the tent. So my whole back's just getting soaked whole time.
Ooh, yeah. On his valley.
Yeah. So I'm like, here. Take. I was like, well, at least take, because I had Magellan shirt and I had a regular shirt. Or take this off. At least so the t-shirt gets wet and I'll take it off and switch it. Nope, both soaked. Completely soaked. So I was in there with the wind and the hurricane and everything out in the open while everybody else was under the little tent and the little ATM machine.
You're a gentleman, bro.
So, no, he didn't have a choice.
I mean, I could have. I could have told my cousin to go stand out there, but...
Oh, shit.
No, literally, that place, like, everything that you could hide under,
yeah.
you couldn't.
It was fucking packed.
You couldn't.
Well, it's like, God. Was it the last night?
No, it was college night.
No, it was college.
No, I wasn't college.
No,
it
wasn't college.
Oh, no, it was that Friday because I didn't want to go
that
college.
That Friday,
night.
Yeah.
See, if I would have gone college then, like I said, we wouldn't have had that problem.
I seen the videos of the fiesta, like all the fucking ratchet, the rachetonas and all that, all fucked up.
Rachetonas?
Oh, well, that's in the free section.
Rachetonas. That's a new breed.
It's okay.
Donna's like, I was just having fun, so I was my friends.
I was like, wait a minute. Can you describe what a rachetona is? Yeah. And am I one?
I don't know. These chicks were like half naked, stumbling, falling all over, all ghetto and shit.
Yep. That would be.
Never mind. I don't know why I asked that question.
It only happens once a year.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So y'all weren't here for Fiesta Sucia.
I don't know. That sounds like fun, though.
So there was this. It was this girl, and she wore a blue.
She's got a whole name.
She wore, that was her nickname. She wore a whole blue bikini top. What shorts?
Daisy Dukes,
and then for some reason a soccer cleat and a chancla.
What the fuck?
And she just went down Fiesta, and she was like,
she party hardy.
Yeah,
she had beads, store picture up.
Yeah,
oh, wow, fucking.
Yeah, and she was known as the Fiesta Sucia because that's like all through Fiesta, like every day she was there.
Everybody's
like
if you spot her, take
a
picture.
What about that chick we saw at the gas station yesterday?
Oh, that was weird.
That's probably her sister.
I don't know. So she had like a pink tutu and a fucking thong walking in the gas station. Dude.
What gas station was this?
Oh, great.
Off of Foster and
I used to live off.
Oh, stop it!
I used to live right there by Wagner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That area, yeah.
Let's see
that.
Yes.
Oh, she's famous.
She looks like she's.
Oh, yeah, that's her forever. Oh,
so she goes every year.
She doesn't look like she's all there.
Well, she hasn't been there in the last 2 years because after that fiesta, she found the lover, like, got pregnant.
Did you get her number, though, bro?
I never ran into her.
She had a fiesta baby.
She had a fiesta baby.
She named him Turkey Leg.
I know, mom.
Rachetona. Rata sucia.
Poor girl.
Anyways, I know. I just get bullied from all sides.
Stop. Oh, talk about that.
I
am.
She's like, this ice tastes really good right now.
So for those that want to do something similar like you guys, like, what is the best advice for them?
Not to do it.
What?
So they can keep business, not to do it.
Somebody else what?
I didn't hear it either.
Oh, I said if somebody else wants to, like, follow in similar footsteps as you guys, like, what advice would you give them?
Don't work with your wife.
Oh.
No, just joking. Nah, we were good to go.
He meant that. He meant that. He was looking at me.
Hey, I'm bleaching. Let me take my shovel away.
Help!
Ha 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 ha.
Nah, it's cool. We get to work together.
That wasn't even a question. First of all, that wasn't even the question that was being asked.
The question about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't even the question that was asked right now.
Right now.
I'm in trouble.
But like later.
I'm in trouble, guys.
You know, I feel like you just have to work, and I feel like everybody says that. You know how work. What is it? Work.
Smarter, not harder.
No. Like
that's what I was thinking.
And Kudo, and like I tell everybody, like you may have talent, but if you can't work and work hard, like it just doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, talent doesn't.
What is
you
it?
Have the hard
you
work
know what I'm
the
saying? Yeah. Like talent is cool, but
hard work beats talent.
I can outwork anybody that has more talent than me because I just like I go 1,000% into anything we do.
Hard work.
There's no plan
B.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, sir. Business, Aristotle over here.
There's dips and valleys, and when you're in the dips, you can't go up. You just gotta keep pushing through. Cause
right.
But when you dip,
it's like going on a roller coaster, bro. It's just fucking. You got ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. And like people don't know how to sacrifice anymore. It's like everybody wants everything handed. It's like no, you gotta sacrifice everything. You just gotta, and it's just normal part of business. You know, you don't like to do it. You still gotta do it, bitch. Like you still have
no
to do
what.
Yeah, no matter what.
Can do it.
What's the second part of the question?
So the second part of now that you know y'all. Said
thank you for bringing it up.
Well, no, it's more of like, do you guys have any boundaries set of like, you know, have switching the difference between like wife and husband to business partners?
That's really hard, I think.
Yeah.
I think just now after 2 years of working like full time together, we're just deciding like who does what. And then you have to trust that person to do it 100% without micromanaging.
Yeah, don't cross over because then you get your duties, you do your duties and like.
You have to trust that the other person's doing it, you know, which is hard for her. For some of us that like to micromanage. You'll never guess who it is, but
never.
I think that that's like, and then separating, man, that shit's hard because if you're mad at home, you'll bring that
work,
shit,
or if you get mad at work you take it home. It's a balancing act, but I think
it
brings us closer together though.
Yeah. And so now we don't fight for whole days, guys. It's only like a few hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
It's getting better, you know.
But that's a testament to you guys. Because I mean you left one state, moved to another state.
Yeah.
Not knowing anyone. Starting a business, working together. Of course you're married, you live together. And it's just hard where you gotta go from there. And then you wanna keep growing, which is even more impressive.
Right.
And then plus y'all are badass people. We met you guys and it's like
we just
slid in like a sock to a shoe.
We all just kind of like
it's just like easy going. Don't take yourself too fucking seriously and just keep your head down, respect everybody and everybody's boundaries.
The memoirs are strong.
Bro. I know.
Oh, you do. Yeah,
the precious moment.
Bro, it was at that moment that I knew I was in love.
You're like, that's it.
It was
you get me. You see the precious moment. You're like, that's it. This is the guy.
Ya valió madre.
Nah, but I do gotta say,
momentos preciosos.
Oh wow!
I gained a big respect for what she does because I worked in construction before and I would help her out after work. And she'd come home tired and I'd like, you're just at work. She's
not
with your friends.
It's not good. You're just sitting there with your bestie.
Just sitting there hanging out, talking, gossiping and shit. But now that I'm in it,
that wasn't true, by the way.
She's like. Yeah, bitch, that is hard work.
That is work. Okay.
I think that's a hard understanding for couples, because it's hard to not want to judge your partner. Like, I'm fucking working. Like, and it's always the not so much machismo, but it's like, hey, I do a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to compromise and say, hey, so do you. You know, and times are different now because now both partners have to work. They know I'm gonna stay home and I'm gonna be a homemaker. I'm gonna watch TV and fuck off. Now both y'all gotta hustle.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta take turns and do things. And on top of being business owners, y'all are parents as well.
Yep.
So that's a big ass, you know, prop to you.
Yeah.
Guys.
And so like I feel like we kind of implemented what we do with parenting in the business. So like in parenting, because we have boys, if it were up to me, I just put them like in bubble wrap and they would never go outside, you know? But because they are boys, I hand a lot of that type of responsibility to him. So I feel like in business, I had to do that too. And we had to work together to get to the same goal in business, which was really hard. Cause for me, it's like, it's my baby. I built it this far. I know what I'm doing, you know, but I had to let go and bring him in and believe that he's going to do that. We're going to have an equal partnership, even if the roles are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I see some of the work that you do, like when you go on live and you're talking, Claudia, and he's mm-hmm. you know, you're filming where he's working construction and building all these mm-hmm. amazing offices and studios. Right, I'm like, that's right. Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
They're amazing and they're beautiful and they're majestic.
The structures alone, I mean, it's just it's almost immaculate.
Right, beautiful.
No, but honestly, I mean, I think that's great where y'all can work together, you know, play off each other. Yeah. And, I mean, but at the same time, you know, you're showing them gratitude and giving them props,
yeah,
you know, and vice versa. And I think that's very important.
I think that part being shown gratitude is important because it's like, I see that you're right. doing your part, well, you know.
Well, it's like we worked separate before and we didn't understand what each other were doing at work. So, like, you know, you go home and tired, we're both tired, and it's like, there was no appreciation, like sometimes, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So now it's I see you kicking those eyebrows, ass.
Yeah.
babe. Look at you tattooing like that, babe. What's up?
Can you work on mine for a little bit?
Tattoo me, baby.
Let me add some more strands of the hair to the precious moments real quick. Let me fill in that Nike eyebrows. Sign of the Cortezes.
You're going to have a precious moment with the weave, bro.
It's already the hair game on. It's already strong, bro.
Damn it.
You make it like flow.
It's flowy, bro. It's flowy.
Yeah. Oh, the precious moment?
Yeah.
It's very flowy.
Very flowy, bro.
So you will know what I mean when you see it. It's like,
oh, we're going to get a chance to see it.
Yeah, well, it, we can't show it on air.
Oh. But, is that good?
But we'll turn the lights off.
Right.
You have to figure it out.
This episode's never airing.
Oh, shit. Cut it off.
They sent us the cease and desist 10 minutes into
it. No shit.
Y'all like, cuss too much. They talk dirty.
Yeah.
No, I don't think we cuss that much.
Not today.
This,
there you go.
No, the other episode, you were on a rampage.
You were on a rampage?
Me? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely you.
So, I'm really mellowed out right now.
So how can everybody get a hold of you guys?
So we are on Instagram and Facebook as Vanidosa Beauty.
Instagrams.
And the Tiki Talkies as Vanidosa Beauty as well.
Tiki-Hex.
That's it.
Just Vanidosa Beauty.
So where exactly are you located?
Okay, I'll leave that up to you. 2 years and I turned out to drive in there.
1933 Fredericksburg Road, right across from the Woodlawn Theater.
Nice.
Oh, okay. The Deco District.
I live.
No, you don't.
And you haven't been here?
No, you have to go. It's really cute. It's
Wait,
so cute.
It's because, like, my eyebrows need work. Sorry.
Yeah.
Got you.
The fuck? You said, I can't even see yours.
I just need to be shaped.
You need to get in there.
Well, because I'm way away.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'll support. I'll go. You can just shape mine.
You got to go on this, guys. I wax his eyebrow, his pistachios, his nose, his ears.
Pistachios? What are your pistachios?
I don't even know, bro. Like the, not the, I get
She's
the Manzillion,
show
bro.
You after the show.
The Manzillion.
I'm like,
serious, one time she wanted to try it, bro. I let her do a little fucking, you don't ever do it.
What? You've never done a Brazilian?
Nah, but I tried it one time. Because I went to go get a vasectomy, right?
Oh, but you're...
this is a wow.
I got too many kids, bro. I got 5 boys. Dude. Yeah. There's too many goddamn
He's
kids.
Like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, well, that's a smart move.
But they make you shave, right?
Carry on. Uh-huh.
So I was like, fuck, I don't feel like shaving. Like, just do it real quick. And she did one rip, and I was done, bro. I was like, fuck that.
Really? It hurt?
Yeah. Nah, fuck that shit hurt.
Wait a minute. You got a tattoo, and that shit hurt the tattoo?
Nah, bro. That shit ain't... Mm-hmm. I ain't never again. Bro.
Well, I don't know how hairy you are, too, so I don't know.
I don't know, bro. Don't do it.
Very? Okay, well, then there you go. Because she got every pillow. That's why.
Nah, it is one rip. No, dude, I did a little, like, a little patch, bro. Nope? I was done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't
to see the photos, go to onlyfans.com/youcanbidays.
For low prices, $10.99.
Follow me on my OnlyFans. PreciousMoments.com.
Oh.
Roundy McStuffins. When I heard that shit, I'm like, I'm done.
Roundy McStuffins.
So we're going to get off the air before we get permanently taken off the air. So tune in next week for another episode and follow us, follow them. Oh, we'll be here. You won't.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah,
guys.
Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Did you think
we're
going
to
be
here?
We're glad we met you guys.
You
guys are fucking awesome.
Yes, y'all are friends for life.
Thanks to Samantha.
Yes.
Samantha Guajardo. Shout out to Sam.
Wherever she's at. I can't see anymore.
I can't see it all
alive. I can't see anymore. It's all a blur.
Starstruck.
Oh, yeah. My homeboy Wimby, me and him. Actually, I got to go out. I got to go eat dinner with him right now.
He's waiting for you outside.
With that being said, I'm G.
I'm Donna.
I'm Teal Hector.
For 210 Culture.
Bringing the best of 210 Nation.